דף סמכת, יוסתה בי למישנה, מישנה זה ינידו שבות כעצמו יום שבי שחרס. בעצם אישה that was a nido, and midiraisa, she stole me for 7 days, and she made a bedikah the 7th day in the morning, or motzah Torah. She found out that she was Torah, so that's enough, and now tonight, the night time, she's allowed to go to the mikvah. Or bein hashmoshes lo yefrisha, when it came by evening, like after shkia time, she did not make another bedikah, she did not check herself again. And then this time she went to the mikvah that night, then a few days later, Botka, she checked herself again, she found herself to be Tomei. So Locha, the Mishnah says, is Harei Becheskas Torah. So Lamaisa, she's Becheskas to be Torah. And we say if you touched any trumas in between, it all remains Torah. That since on the seventh day she made a bedika and she was Torah, so we say she's Becheskas to stay Torah until she finds herself to be Tomei. Therefore, now that 3 days later she made a bedikah and found herself to be Tomei, she's Tomei then. But from the seventh night, the time she went to the mikvah, until now, we say she's still Torah, and therefore any tyrants that she touched remains Torah. What's going to be though, Botka Atzmai B'yom Shvi Shachris, or Motza Tomei? Let's say the seventh day in the morning she made a bedikah, and she found she was still Tomei. Or Beinash Moshe's Leofrisha. And by evening, before Shkia, by Shkia time, Ben Hashemashu, she did not make another Badika. And anyway, she went to the mikvah that night. It was the seventh night, and she felt that she's Torah, she went to the mikvah. What happened was, Liyach Hazman, a few days later, Botka, she makes another Badika later, Ulmatsa Torah, a few days later, she finds out that she's Torah. So what's the halacha now? Is Areizu Becheskas Temeya, that really the mikvah she went to, we say, is no good. And she's out there, she's Becheskas still to be Tameya. Period. Now, since on the seventh day when she made a Bedika, she was still Tomei then. And now, 5 days later, she makes the Bedika, she sees she's Tomei again. So we sell on the Chazaka, the Mustam every day, she saw Dam. So therefore, she is a mikvah. Right. When she made a Bedika, right, Lachas Man, right, Botka, Motzka, she found herself to be Torah right now, right. Still, the Mishnah says, raise the Becheskas Tameya. Still, we say she's the Tameya up until now. Why? Because since on the seventh day when she made a Bedika, she was Tomei then. So we know she was a Nida, and we don't know that the Dam stopped. So therefore, we say the Dam's time keeps on coming out until she made a Bedika that she found herself to be Torah. So therefore, the mikvah she went to the seventh by night, and that's no good, that mikvah. And she's Tatfila. And therefore, she's still Tameya until now. Now that she made a Bedika, she's Torah. So tonight, that night, she can go to the mikvah. This is like a new halacha now, that when she does find herself to be Tomei, whenever she finds herself to be Tomei, she's Tomei Meis Leis, like the first din of the Mishnah. And with Rabbanim, though, we said the Dam was there, Meis Leis. So Rashi said, this goes back to the Reisha Koi. Tiktonia says in the Reisha, she makes the Bedika later, and she finds herself to be Tomei, so she's Tomei from then and not from before. But I call upon it, Meis Leis, she is Tomei. Like the last 24 hours, she's Tomei. Or else, Kidlub Kida. If she made a bedika within the last 24 hours, so she only told me back from that last bedika. Now, what's going to be the Mieshla Vestas? Let's say she has a Vest Kavua. So now some Lochri is Da Yishos, like we had before, Da Yishos. And when she sees Dam and she's told me now, she's only told me from now on, and not from before, not Mieshla's from before. Now, Rabbi Yudhi says, Kol Shloi Hefrisha Betayra, Menamincho Lamalo, Harezu Becheskas Tumeya. He holds on the seventh day, the Nidra seventh day, it's not enough she made a Bedika the seventh day in the morning. Even though in the morning she came out, in the Reisha she came out, she was Torah. But if she does not make another Bedika, Bein HaShemosh is right before the end of the seventh day, so he holds, but she's still Becheskas to see, and we say she saw in the afternoon, and therefore she's still Becheskas to Meya. Until she makes a Bedika now, she finds she's Torah after the seventh day. Because all 7 days of a Nidra, he holds she's Becheskas to see. The Chumam say Afilu b'Shnayim l'Nidasa. Even on the second day that she was a Nida, as she saw today, the first she came a Nida today. That even tomorrow, the second day of being a Nida, Botka she makes the Bedika on the second day. Or Motza Torah, she finds out that she stopped seeing she's Torah. Ubein Hashmosh is Loya Frisha, and she did not make another Bedika Ben Hashmosh on the seventh day. and she went to the mikvah on the seventh day, the night of the seventh day. Uliyachas man bot kumotza tmeya. Then later on, 10 days later, she makes the vdik and she finds out she's tmeya. As a razor becheskas Torah, that's what the Chum hold. That whenever she makes a bedikah, even the second day, and she's Torah, so that's it. That we say the dam stopped, and she's called becheskas Torah, and she remains this way until she sees again. So even though she first made a bedikah 10 days later, after the 7 days of nidus, and she found that she was tamei then, that's it. We only say she's tamei from then, or maybe meis late from that time, but not from before. Before the Chum say there is a becheskas Torah even on the second day. And the Gemara talking about what about the first day? Now the Gemara says it will not like this. Rav Omar Zova Vaday. Rav says she's considered a Vaday Zova. The Levi Yomar no Zova Sof. She's only a Sofik Zova. So Gemara says, "Hi, let's see. In which case are we talking about? What are we talking about over here?" Elam, if you want to tell me, going back to the Reisha of Al Mishnah, Harezu Becheskas Torah Katana. The Mishnah says in the Reisha, where she made a Bedikah seventh day in the morning, and she was Torah. So those Chacham hold she's becheskas to be Torah, and later she's becheskas Torah. So what do you mean to say she's a Zovah or a Sofik Zovah? The Mishnah says she's becheskas to be Torah then. Ela must be going on Sefer, where she did not make a Bedikah in the morning, or she made a Bedikah. Broadcast, which made a Bedikah on the seventh day in the morning, and she was Temeya, and then she did not make another Bedikah till later on, and later she found herself to be Torah. So the Mishnah says if she's becheskas tamei all this time, so on the sefer. So that's the machlokes that Rav says that Kamachi is a vaday zova, because after the 7 days of nidus, and then starts the 11 days that she sees 3 days straight, she becomes a zova. So since she didn't make it on the seventh day, she made a bedikah she was tamei. So we say she's still becheskas to see every day dam, and she first made a bedikah 4 days later. So we say these last 3 days she saw every day. And therefore, Rav holds she's a Vadei Zova. And Shmuel, or Levi, says, no, it's only a Sofik, whether she saw or not. So this, Mustas Bishleim, a Sofik Zova, Rinim, very good. We have a Sofik, maybe she saw these last 3 days, maybe yes, maybe no. Ela Zova Vadei, Baras Kashan Rav, how could Rav say she's a Vadei Zova? Vadei Nami, Harei Bodko Motsa Torah. Listen, right now, whatever it is, the 4 days later, Shemir Dikishvat, she was Torah. So since she's torn now, there's a good suffer to say maybe she stopped seeing before also. So you can't say for sure she saw down the last 3 days. It's only a doubtful. Toshan Rav. Ela Gemara says then Chanami. Ki Yitma de Rav Levi Shemaita Biapa Nafshi. One day we learn Rav Levi's aloha by itself. Yitma learned like this. Nidor Shabot Ko Atzmo B'yom HaShri Shachris. Or Nidor that made a B'dika the seventh day when she was Nidor in the morning. Or Motza Temeya. 7 days in the morning she came out, she was Temeya. Or Ben Ashmoshes, Loya Frisha. Ben Ashmoshes, she did not make a Bedika. Loya Frisha. Or Liyacha Yom, a few days later, Botko Motza Temeya. She found herself to be Temeya, that's the case. So Rav Oma Zova Vade. Rav says, in this case, she's a Vade Zova. Since the 7th day in the morning, she was Temeya. And now, 4 days later, again, she's Temeya. So Rav says that's like a Vadai, she sees every day now, it didn't stop the flow, and so she's a Zova Vadai. The last 3 days were 3 days of Yud Alf Yomim, she becomes a Zova Vadai. For Levi, and Levi says, no, Zova Sofik, she's only a Zova Mina Sofik. Because the truth she saw the seventh, the truth she saw today, but maybe in between she did not see, it's only a doubtful, therefore it's a Sofik Zova. Rav, I'm a Zova Vadai, Rav says, she's a Vadai Zova. That Kivan the Mikora Nimsays Tamei. Since on the 7th day we found it to be Tamei. The Yachshav now on the whatever to the 13th day, 14th day, Nimsays Tamei again. Tamei Avada, we say for sure she saw every day in between also. That's Rav Svara. Levi Yomar no Sofik Zova. It's only a doubtful. Why Aima Poska Bnei? Who says she saw every day? Maybe she stopped in between. True, the last Padika and this Padika she's Tameya, but maybe before she stopped, we don't know. That's the machlokes Rav and Levi. Right? To v'chein toy, to v'chein toy Levi masnei. So Levi also learned in a brayso that achar hayomim, the days later, bein botko motza teira, bein botko motza tmeya harezah sofik zava. So it's a Levi has a brayso also like this. That again on the 7th day she made a bedika she was tmeya, and then 4 days later she made another bedika. So it doesn't make a nafkamino. Whether then she was teira, whether then she was tmeya. According to Levi, she's called the Sofik Zava. We have a doubt, maybe these last 3 days she saw every day, so maybe she's still a Zava. Now it says the Mishnah, Metamam Yes Leis, that this going after more says Leimo is back to the Reisha. That when she does see, we say she's Tamim Yes Leis. In the Reisha, Reisha was what? She made a Bedika on the seventh day in the morning and she was Torah. Then she makes a Bedika 5 days later and she's Tamim. So we say that in between she's the Cheskas to be Torah. True, but just now that she saw on the fifth day, she's told me 24 hours before. Meis leis. Smur says, so, Leimah tevet yuf to the Rav. Let's say our Mishnah is a Kash and Rav. The Yom Rav, this Rav holds and says, Leimah, shein yishir metama meis liyeis patochi meis yivosa. Like in this case, let's say now, in the 7 days of Nidus, after that she made a Bedika and she was Torah. And now she makes a Bedika during the day that she should become a Zava. During these 11 days, and spouts to Meir. So Rav says that since during these 11 days, she is considered to be Meslekes Domin, usually they do not see Dam. See, even if they do see Dam, we do not have the Chumra of Meis Leis. And our mission now is not like that. Here we're talking about she saw during these 11 days, and we do say she's telling me Meis Leis. So Mar says, Enechanami, but Valav is Tvinu with Rav Chodazimna, we already asked the question on him anyway once before. So he says, okay, come, this is what I meant to say. Lema, let's say that you have tiyuf to the Rav and Amin Meir. For now, Mishnah should also be a kasha. Echlam is a bit good, two kashas on Rav. Tzmor says, no, Omelach Rav, Rav answers back and says, Ki ketonim yeis liyeis. In order to Mishnah meets a seven, it says she's tonim yeis liyeis. Maybe it means, Arash Pirkin, because going back to the beginning of the Masechta. Arosa, the beginning of this parak, I mean. Arosa, where the girl saw Dam, for Yod Bavesavi, she's still an Ara. And there, Sakudat, I would have thought to say in that case, that even the Paskilu Yomim Torim, that since over there when the Shad Chasna, so Loch is that first night she's allowed to live with her husband as much as she wants, even though she sees Dam then, we say it was Dam Besulim. So I would have thought to say that since she had a break now, that the Dam she sees is Dam Tor, maybe after that when she starts to see that she's Tameya, maybe we should consider her Ketchilas Nidos Adamya. It's like the first time she's having a period. That we learned before, she does not have the Tumma Meyes Leis, the Lord to Tumma Meyes Leis, is Kamash Mula, not like that. That since Lemaisa, this girl did have a period before. It's just now that she got married, the Chum say, the first night she can live together as much as she wants. Because we say that Dam is Dam Basulim, that's all. But after the first night, later if she sees Dam again, we say it's Dam Nida, and then the Chum, and that would apply the Lacha of Meyes Leis. Then the Mishnah says, "Him yesh lo vest, she has a vest, so then she doesn't have the tumas meis leis." So Mar says again, "Name if so, let's say to have a tiyuf to the Rafuna Bachia. This should be a kasha on Rafuna Bachia. Or Mashmul, name of Shmuel, that Yom Rafuna Bachia. Or Mashmul, name of Shmuel, Loimar, he says, Sheini shekavas lo vest says pimezi vosom, that Yomim during the Yud Aleph Yomim between Nidus and Nidus, she can't have a vest kavua." And here we say now she saw during these 11 days, and the Mishnah says that she had a vest kavua, there's no din of Meis Leis. So you see, you could have a kavis or a vest kavua during Yimei Zivosa. So Mora says, Omalach Rav Huna. Rav Huna answer back and say no. Omalach Rav Huna Bachia. That ki Amrina, when do I say, Ein Isha kavas la vest is Yimei Zivosa, and Isha's not kavaya vest Yimei Zivosa? To loy boit los yomi lemeker. Only mean to say if she is kaveya ves kavua, it's not a real ves kavua. That you would not have to have 3 times to the ikra to take it away. The meaning we say to a man musalakim that during these 11 days she doesn't see so much dam. So therefore, the chivun the mer musalakim since she doesn't see that much, therefore the sword would be dayishasa. So a kaveya's vest even 1 time and maybe even 3 times. It's called something, Adarabba. It's not that strong of a vest to say that if she skips 1 time, she can't be accurate. No, if she skips 1 time, she could be accurate. But before she's accurate, though, the svar is that she doesn't see so much dam during these 11 days. So therefore, if she does have a vest during those 11 days, Avada will be makel to say that she would not have the tumma meis leis. Because both svars are the same thing. That the reason why she's not kaveya a real vest kavua now, it's because these 11 days she doesn't see so much dam. So that's all the more svar to say that if she does see then, she should not have the tumma of meis leis. So therefore, there's no stir to two dinim. It's not a real ves kavua, but it's enough to say there's no tumah of meyais liyais. Okay, then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yudu, I know that Rabbi Yudu was the one that was machmir to say that if she doesn't make a hefsek tara right before the nash mashois, so she's becheskas to meyah. Tani would know like this. Omru loyal to Rabbi Yudu. They said back to Rabbi Yudu, listen. Ilmole yodeo munachas bieneho. Called Ben Hashmosh is like a mushroom. If she would have a hand by your eyes, the whole Ben Hashmosh, meaning she would be making a bedika, the whole, whatever is 45 minutes of Ben Hashmosh, your time is good that you say that unless she has a bedika that whole time, we have to be afraid maybe she sees dumb. So it's good what you're saying. But Achshiv, now you, all you say is she has to make just one bedika during the Ben Hashmosh right before the end of the seventh day. So why does it help that one bedika? Emma, why don't I say, in Silat Yodeh Rosso, maybe she saw Dam, in Silat Yodeh, that's when she saw Dam, so why does it help you? That right after she made a bedika, then she saw Dam. So, Maliso, Mali Yefrisha, Betairo, Bezai, Minamincho, Lamalo. What's the difference if she made a bedika on the seventh day, Minamincho, Lamalo? Or Mali Yefrisha, Betairo, Berishon. What's when she made a bedika on the first day? Like anyway, even if she makes the bedika at the end of the seventh day, Ben HaShemoshes, but if she doesn't have the bedika there, the whole Ben HaShemoshes, you have to be afraid whenever she takes it out, maybe the next minute she'll see Dam. So what do you have to say? No, as long as she made a bedika and we see that she stops seeing Dam, that's enough. She's the Cheskes not to see Dam. So who adin on the first day also? If she makes the bedika on the first day and she stops seeing Dam, that should also be the Cheskes Tyra. So now the Gemara says, does anybody say that Anida, she saw today in the morning Dam, and then in the afternoon she stops seeing, she makes the bedika in the afternoon, does anybody say that bedika is enough to say she's becheskes tara? The Gnaw Mishnah Chomoni said Bishnia, on the second day she could make a bedika, but who would ever think in Selek on the first day? So more saying, yes, there is a swirl like that. For your tiny word like this, Omer Rabbi said, Shalti Yesh Rabbi Yosi, Ayesh Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, they're both going on the road. That neither Shabbat Kratzma, Yoim Zayin Shach, neither made a bedika the seventh day in the morning. She found out that she was Torah. She did not make a bedika again, Ben Ashmoshes. And if the days later, Vodka, she makes another bedika, she finds out that she's Tamei Yama, what's the locha? Omulay said back to him, Harezu becheskes tyra, like it says in our Mishnah, let the Chum say, as long as she made a bedika and she came out to be tor, we say she stopped seeing Dam, and she's becheskes not to see until she sees again. What's going to be shishi, chamishi, revi, shlishi, sheni? What's going to be if she made a bedika on the second day of Hanidus, or the third, fourth, and that's it, she didn't make another bedika later, mai, or Malay said back to Mleishino, there's no difference, that's the same thing. Once she makes a bedika and she doesn't see tor, she's now becheska that she stops seeing Dam, which is becheska to be tor. The Rishon though he says leishati, I did not ask him all be the locho if the first day of Anida she makes a bedika and she stops seeing. But he said back, Ishnovatisi, I made a mistake, leishati, that I did not ask the question, because like this, auto kulu lav becheska to mekayim. Let's see, when Anisha sees Dam and midiraisa, she's tummy for the next 7 days. Whether she sees or not, she's tummy midiraisa. So even if she made a bedika on the second or third or fourth day, but lamaisa midiraisa, she's still tummy until the end of the seventh day, until she goes to the mikvah. But what do we say? The chivon the posek. But since she made a bedika and she stopped seeing Dam, that's enough. She could be becheskes tyra, and that she has the right to go to the mikvah after the 7 days by night. If so, the same story should apply. Rishonam, the same thing should be by the first day also. That chivon the posek. The Maisa, even the first day when she saw Dam in the morning, she became an Ida. So true, she's Tommy now for the next 7 days, but so what? If she makes the bedika in the afternoon and she comes out that she's tall, we should say she should remain to be the Cheskes Tyra. He said, Umikora Maisa, at the beginning, how come you didn't ask this question? At the beginning, he held to say, the Svara should have been maybe, Hoyu Behuchsak Mayin Pesuach, that since today, the first day that she saw her, so Zuchset, that a mine like a well is opened, meaning today she saw Dam. So that must for sure we say that whole day she's becheska to see Dam. That's halachas. Even though she makes a bdika the first day, that would not help. because she's still the cheskas to see that day. But the second day helps already. If she didn't see dam on the second day and she makes the bedika, then we consider to be the cheskas taira that she could go to the mikveh after the 7 days. And when she sees dam later on, she's only tummy from then on and not from before. Another mishnah says hazav vihazova. They both saw three times. So they need now Zayin Nikim. They have to wait 7 clean days. Shebot Kohatzman B'Yerushin. The first day of the Zayin Nikim, they made a B'dika. Umotza Torah, they came out that they were Torah. Rashi always says, the case here is talking about Sheposku, that they did make a Hefsek Tara. Meaning before they start counting the first day even, the evening before, like that Ben Hashmosha, they made one B'dika. As if to say they're stopping seeing now. And then the next day is called the first day of the Zayin Nikim. So what happened was they made a bedika on the first day, Umotzator. Over Yom Hashvi, then on the 7th day, also Umotzator. But Visha Yom Hashem B'tayim Le'Bodku, days in between, they did not make a bedika. So what's the halacha? Reb Lezer Oymer Harei Hein Becheskes Tayr. Yes, the still called Becheskes Tayr, it's enough. Since the beginning of the end, she made a bedika. So we have right the same between also she did not see. And therefore she's Becheskes Tayr. Halach Lamais is also like this. A more than Isha now only makes a Dika the first to the seventh day, also she's Torah. We have Yeshua and Yeshua says, Ein Lem Eliyem Rishon, V'yem Shri Bavad. Yeshua says, no, it's only the first and the seventh day, that's all. Bavad. We have Yekiva Reimer, Ein Lem Eliyem Zaymer. Yekiva says, no, since they didn't make a Dika in between, so we'll say that maybe she saw in between. If she saw Dam again, she has to start over again. It's only the seventh day that the B'dika she makes on the seventh day, that's the only B'dika that helps. So according to B'kiva, it's good, she has to start over again. But the Rabbi Yeshua is the Chiddush. Rabbi Yeshua holds that she only has 2 days of Nikiyim, and she has to count another 5 days. So look what the Kashr is, what do you mean she has 2 days though? Moshech, if you have a Sotik, maybe she's saw in between, should not be good. So we'll see in the Gemara what's trying to be sure is. According to him, by such, it's only Midrabbon, and the body Midiraisi also agrees that since she made a bedika the first and the seventh, we say midirasi she did not see in between. So only yechumim midirabon to be machmir that we do not count those middle days for the Zayin Nikiyim. Therefore, we only count the first two, and she has to count another 5 days. Now the Gemara says, Tanya learn like this: Omalor Reb Lezlo Reb Yeshua, Reb Eliezer said back to Reb Yeshua, Lidvorecho atomoyne b'sirugim. According to you, how could you say she has the first and seventh day? Like you're counting, skipping in between, like partially means she saw in between, and you're counting only the first and seventh. That can't be. Via Torah, where the Torah says, Acha titor, which we dash in Achar Acha Lekulin, which we dash after every one of them means, Shaloi Taitumam of Sekas Beneim. The 7 clean days, Zainiki means that she's clean for 7 straight days, and she can't see them in between. If she sees once in between, it stops, you have to start counting over again. So according to you, that you're afraid maybe she saw her in between the first and the seventh, so you have to start over again. You can't have the first day then. Omer Bishu Bishu says back, V'yaten you, V'yaten much, don't you agree that the Zav Shiro Keri, that if the Zav, even though he's counting his Zayin Nikim, if he sees Shechva Zera Keri, or also V'nozir, Shehilach, he was walking, B'sichchoi Supreis, these are type of tumas we had before, Sofik tumas Midrabonin. The locker is of a nozir counts 30 days, but he has to remain tor. If he becomes tummy in between, he has to start counting over again. But still, the locker is shemayne b'seirugim, that they're counting, they continue counting, just that one day they don't include in the counting. So how could that be? They're counting, skipping days. Iva Torah, the Torah says, v'ayom harishanim yiplu, that if a nozir becomes tummy, the first day there's a counting, he has to start over again. He can't include those days. So how could you say here, if you came in contact with the tumah with the rabbon and sotik tumah, we just skipped that one day, you're going against what the Torah says. So Marin says no. For Reb Lezer holds like this: Bishleim ha'osom l'tumah bo amarachmano sheinus asera seli yoima. That boy shichva zera. The pasuk says gzeras akosif. That if a zav sees shichva zera, he's only tummy that one day and not more. That's all. The Torah says that. And therefore, it's only that you can't include that day in the Zayin Nikiyim, but it does not say so, you do not have to start over again. IV, Mishum, Mechluf, many people make mistakes. Then we say no, Zab Balkari Lemech, where people not make a mistake, Zab in the Balkari. It looks differently, feels differently, they won't make mistakes. Everybody knows that the din of a Zainikim is if you see Zab, that's Saisa. But if you only see Keri, that's not Saisa. Same thing, Nozir Shilach Agabi Sichos Aproyis. A Nozir that went over these type of roofs, Sichos, that's like a tree that has branches over Suffolk, maybe there's a mace there. Oproyis, that's like a fence that has a thing sticking out. Same thing with Fred, maybe mace is underneath it. Nami, midi yirayis oil mi'al yibini. Midi yirayis, you only tell me if there's a real good oil over you and the mace. But here there's not called a good oil, it's not a good tent. For Rabbanan knew the gods, Rabbanan made zero with these type of tents over a leaf or over a projection from the wall. And therefore, for Rabbanan midi yirayis lamech, the people won't make mistakes. So therefore, since it's only midi Rabbanan, it's enough to say just that one day doesn't count. But you don't have to start counting over again. Abul Hocha, but here the question on Yeshua is like this: Abul Hocha, Monashok, what happened here? She made a bedika the first day and the seventh day, and you say you could only count the first and seventh. They have to count another 5 days. So why can't you count the middle days? Ichashinan Dilma Chazoi B'Sofik. If you're afraid that maybe she saw dam in between, then Osla Chlufa Bevadai. Like there's no difference. Once you're afraid she saw dam, if she did see dam, so then midiraisa she has to start counting over again. So how could you include the first day and say she only needs 5 more days? That's the steer of Monashach. If you're afraid that she saw dam in between, then the first day should not count. And if you're not afraid she saw, then the first day, so then you have all 7 days Nakim then. So we said the Pshat in Rabbi Shua is though still the yolds, that every time it's only Midirabbanan. So Midirabbanan though, we do not include the middle days. Havadi Midiraisa she's Takator. That's why we. It's not called counting b'sirugim, just midrabban umachim to let it count another 5 days. Almost says Tony, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon Amri, that Niren divrei Rabbi Eliezer midivrei Rabbi Yeshua. It makes more sense Rabbi Eliezer's words than Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer was the one that said in the Mishnah that Arehem becheskes Taira, that since she checked the first and the seventh, that's enough. And we say in between she did not see. That should make more sense than Rabbi Yeshua, than Rabbi Eliezer. Then Rabbi Yeshua that says no, you only count the first and seventh. But he says, but did Rabbi Kiva, did Rabbi Kulim? He likes the words of Rabbi Kiva better than everybody. That says no, that you have to start counting over again. You only have the seventh day. That's all, because maybe there is a suffix that she did see in between, and therefore the first day you can't count. Only the seventh day is the first. You have to count another six. That would make more sense. Abuli said, but you know the halacha is to Rabbi Eliezer. Halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer says, the medya b'dika, the first day and the seventh day, that's enough. That's b'cheska to say she did not see in between, and therefore that's considered zaynikim. That's the halacha of Anisha now. So they all have dinim of a zova. So when we come Torah, they have to make a b'dika at least the first day and on the seventh day. Now, Iboy Lihu, hazav v'hazova. Shebot ka'atzma yom rishon v'yom shmini. What's going to be? She only made a bedika on the first day, and not even on the seventh, but on the eighth day she made a bedika. U'motzah tor, she came out to be tor on both of these days, but v'shara yom lebotku, the other days in between, she did not make a bedika. So here's the shalom now. Yitavad al samach tesia, that l'Rebbe Eliezer ma, what's going to be contra Rebbe Eliezer? Again, l'chit chila avad in each year when she's counting Zayin Akim, she's supposed to make a bedika every day, even twice a day. But here Rabbi Eliezer holds b'diyeved, if she only made a b'dika the first and seventh, that's enough. Now here she only made a b'dika the first day and the eighth day. But the eighth day is after the Zainikim. So it comes out during the 7 days of the Zainikim, she only made a b'dika at the beginning, not at the end. So that's the Shailamau. Tchilosan v'soifan binan, do we need a b'dika on the first and the seventh day? For Ochan here in this case, Tchilosan ikas soifan lekam. She only made a bdika at the beginning, not at the end, so it would not be good. She doesn't have Zainikim. She has to start counting over again. Or Duma maybe no. She lost and it's enough. Alpha P Shane said, even though you don't have a bdika on the seventh day, as long as on the first day she has a bdika, maybe Vidyeva that's enough. And after 7 days she could go to the mikvah. Sama Rav says, yes, that's the loch, that's enough. It's the same thing that she lost and Alpha P Shane said was enough to have the beginning, even though you don't have the end. That's enough. Chilos and Avishayin Seifen is enough. For Rabbi Chanin, the Rama, no. Chilos and the Seifen, he also knows, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, you have to have the bedik at least on the first and the seventh day. And therefore, in this case over here, chilos and iku, you have a bedik the first day, but seif and leka, and therefore won't be a good zainakim, just to start counting over again. Mesa, we have a question. It says, what's going to be, vishoven, they both agree, vizav uvizova, shebot guatzmom yerishan, and made a bedik the first day of Yom Shmini on the seventh day, on the eighth day. Omotzator, shame them elishmini bevada, they have to start counting over again. It's only at the eighth day. So the Khuri is a raya to Reb Chanina. Even according to Reb Leza, if you skip the seventh, it's no good. So manch, what does it mean shabrimi, they both agree? Lav Reb Leza Reb Yeshua. So it's a kasha on Rav, it's a raya to Reb Chanina, even according to Reb Leza, that if you skip the seventh day, it's no good. Most of the law, it could be no. He'll learn. It means there's Rabbi Shuv, Rabbi Kiva both agree. Then, on the current Rabbi Lezer, could be the first day is enough, even without the seventh day. Omer Rav Sheshes, Omer Rav Yimliya Bar Abba, Omer Rav, Nida Shefri Shevetayro, Vishlishi Shelo, is Ferris Laminion Shiva. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on next tape.